It's fair time, it's still golf season, and it's back to school season. So a lot of things going on here in the month of August as we hit middle of the month. Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge, proud to be your hosts here on your local radio station for the next few minutes, and reminding you about Tri-State Livestock News, the commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. This area is home to many of America's most astute ranchers, reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction markets, and purebred beef cattle leaders. Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
And yesterday's antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota invite you to stop in. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can even make an appointment. Come check out yesterday's South 40. It's the same room they've got with great craft items, antiques, and collectibles. And the rest of the store is filled with antiques, vintage treasures, and collectibles. So many vendors bringing items in, it makes it unique and interesting every time you stop. Yesterday's antiques, downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
What are you going to share to start things off today?
Well, actually, I have got a poem, and this is something that was sent to Jim a while ago. It says Don Thompson on it, but I don't know if he wrote it or if he just shared it. Again, it's called Grandpa's Barn. What have you got?
A little golf story.
Okay. Well, shall I kick off?
You go.
All right. Oh, that reminds me, it's getting close to football season, too.
Oh, it's pretty close, yeah.
Yep. Countdown is on for that as well. Grandpa said, I'll build her straight and I'll build her well, and I'll build her so she lasts a spell. Then he sat down when the roof was on and read a bit from the Gospel of John. He made her straight and the morning sun never quit till the place was done. When I stand there in the old barnyard and think of Grandpa as he worked so hard, I'm grateful for a heritage up from the sod with a place for work and a place for God. My heart says, build it straight. Build it well. Build it so it will last a spell. Again, it's called Grandpa's Barn, sent in, possibly written by Don Thompson.
Here's a golf story sent in by Tony and Julie Bullitt, called The Natural. A retiree was given a set of golf clubs by his coworkers. Thinking that he'd try the game, he asked the local pro for lessons, explaining that he knew nothing whatsoever about the game. The pro showed him the stance and the swing, and then he said, just hit the ball toward the flag out there on the first green. The novice teed up the ball, smacked the ball straight down the fairway and onto the green, where it stopped inches from the hole. Now what? The fellow asked the speechless pro. You're supposed to hit the ball into the cup, the pro finally said after he was able to speak again. The retiree replied, oh, great, now you tell me. What do you have?
Okay. While ago, we did some You Know You Are a Redneck When, and I had a few of those, so I thought I'd bring those up.
Those are always fun.
Yep. You know you are a redneck when you've used your ironing board as a buffet table.
That sounds familiar.
Oh, we've never done that.
Not you.
Okay. Okay. You know you are a redneck when a tornado hits your neighborhood and does $1 million worth of improvements.
Property values are going up.
Or, you know, you're a redneck when you've used a toilet brush to scratch your back.
Oh.
Oh. You know you're a redneck when you missed your fifth grade graduation because you were on jury duty.
That's funny.
Oh, you know you're a redneck when you think fast food is hitting a deer at 65 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Foxworthy told me that one.
Okay. And last but not least, someone tells you that you've got something on your teeth, so you take them out to look to see what it is.
That's bad, too. Okay. I'm not sure where this came from or who the author is, but I thought we'd make you smile with this. A little girl walked to and from school daily. Though the weather that morning was questionable and clouds were forming, she made her daily trek to the elementary school. As the afternoon progressed, the winds whipped up, along with thunder and lightning. The mother of the little girl felt concerned that her daughter would be frightened as she walked home from school, and she herself feared that the electrical storm might harm her child. Following the roar of thunder, lightning, like a flaming sword, would cut through the sky. Full of concern, the mother quickly got into her car and drove along the route to her child's school. As she did so, she saw her little girl walking along, but at each flash of lightning, the child would stop, look up, and smile. Another and another were to follow quickly, and with each, the little girl would look at the streak of lightning and smile. When the mother's car drew up beside the child, she lowered the window and called to her, "What are you doing? Why do you keep stopping?" The child answered, "I'm trying to look pretty. God keeps taking my picture."
Oh, that is the good stuff.